Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. Annie Jennings PR is a national publicity firm specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media. And Annie Jennings Publicity has incredible vision. She is a wonderful innovator who has revolutionized publicity as many of the techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry today have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. And Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, as well as the American Society of Journalists and Authors. She's also a sought-after premier publicity expert by the media, including TheStreet.com, AOL.com, and Us Weekly, not to mention Leading Business Magazine, Fast Company, known for identifying trends, as well as movers and shakers in any industry. Who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author? And, of course, today, myself, Stacey Amaral Kaufman, I'm going to be filling in for Annie Jennings, as she is not able to make our teleseminar this afternoon. But we also have a very, very special guest, Dr. James Ehrlich. And Dr. Ehrlich is here with us. He is one of our clients who was in the radio campaign, and he will come on and tell us a little bit about his experience with the radio. So thanks so much, Dr. Ehrlich, for being with us.
My pleasure.
So now, Dr. Ehrlich, why don't you tell our listeners and everyone else who's listening on the recording a little bit about yourself and why you decided Annie Jennings PR or the radio campaign was the way to go for you?
Well, my background over the last several years has been to develop prevention centers, what I call high-tech prevention centers in various U.S. cities that have detected early evidence of heart disease and cancer in thousands of people and lower their risk for the future. And so these are centers in Denver and Washington, D.C. and a few other places that do this, and they use very fast CAT scanners. And the issue for me has been, how do I bring awareness to things that are not mentioned by your doctor? Technologies like virtual colonoscopy or the EBCT heart scan or new blood tests that can detect cancer early or some genetic tests. So I've introduced many of these programs. And in fact, in Denver, we had the world's most technologically versatile screening center using technologies all over the world for melanoma and sleep apnea and breast cancer and heart disease. And the issue has always been building awareness. And so I've had some experience developing print advertising. Occasionally, I'm invited to appear on radio or TV to talk about things. But I wanted an organized approach, and I also wanted to build awareness on behalf of a company called Afritech that makes a very advanced cholesterol test. This is a Birmingham, Alabama-based company. They do a wonderful job in developing their VAP cholesterol test that looks at much more than just the good and the bad cholesterol, but looks at a lot of particles. And then finally, I developed a nonprofit foundation called the IDA Medical Foundation, Identify Disease in Advance. That's a new nonprofit that's going to make all these technologies that I've been championing over the years available to people regardless of their ability to pay. So I had a lot of things to promote, and yet I didn't have a book yet. As much as I'm in the process of developing a book, I didn't have a book to promote. And then finally, I've been involved with a very new pill that we just did a press release a few weeks ago that's the world's first radiation protection pill that you would take before any mammogram or CAT scan or before any airline flight if you're a frequent flyer, that would protect and add another layer of protection. So these are all new things that the public hasn't heard about. And over the years, I had been on the email list for Annie Jennings, and I learned a lot from it. I was very impressed. So your campaign does work in that sense in attracting people to a real education program of how to leverage your own content, or if you have a book, get a more professional approach rather than the hit or miss type of thing where I'm hoping for somebody to invite me on their radio show. I wanted a much more professional approach, and that's how the relationship with Annie Jennings developed.
Well, you know what, Dr. Ehrlich, thank you so much for that information. I think there are a couple of points that you hit on that are really important. The first point is that you came to us because of, and what's funny, we always joke around here at Annie Jennings PR, is we don't just talk the talk, we like to walk the walk. One of the most important things for our clients is to be consistent over time. And so you just mentioned the reason that you decided to cut, one of the reasons was that you saw our information over and over again. We were not giving up. We were always offering some really great information, advice, with our compliments. We weren't asking you for anything. We were just trying to make you the best Dr. James Ehrlich that you could be at that point, and giving you strategy and techniques and tools so that you could implement yourself. And so by seeing this happen over and over again over the years, you decided, hey, when it was time for you to make a move and take some action, you were going to take some action with us. And we like to try and instill that in our clients and everyone that we work with, that not only is it, you know, as you mentioned, hit and miss, and you know, maybe a flash in the pan, you have a lot of media one month and then you're gone again, but it's being consistent over time to your marketplace. And that's what helps bring awareness. The other thing that you mentioned, and I thought was really important, was that, number one, you have an amazing message. You know, you want to get out there and help people get healthy, help in way early detection. So you're not dealing with, you know, the different types of symptoms, and you're not, you know, pre-diabetic. You're not having early stages of heart disease. You don't even get to that point because you want people to be aware of the advanced technology that helps them realize that, hey, maybe, you know, I have to make changes and I have to be aware of my lifestyle so that I don't even go down those kind of roads. But you didn't have a book yet. And so as an expert, how are you able to use the radio as your kind of your stage to be the center of your industry, kind of the center of the message that you were trying to get across?
Well, I think, first of all, I mean, and for everybody out there to think about how to prepare for these interviews, is it's important to have a clear, concise message and to be passionate about the subject matter that you're an expert about. So for me, I've been passionate about prevention. I've been passionate about the possibilities of detecting disease years or decades before a doctor might normally detect things waiting for symptoms. So the resounding message for me is that waiting for symptoms, which is when managed care normally starts paying for things and when your reactive doctor starts reacting, is way too late. The first manifestation of lung cancer generally is a symptom like pneumonia or losing weight or anemia. And then you have, that's generally what's called stage 3, and then you have a 15% chance of surviving. Well, we have technologies that can find stage 1 lung cancer or stage 0 lung cancer using some high-speed CAT scanners and using some biomarkers, blood tests. And that's an example where you can demonstrate a difference by knowing about this early. Same thing with heart disease. We look for evidence of plaque formation years or decades before you get a heart attack. The first manifestation of heart disease is sudden death for about a third of people. So you don't want to wait that long. And so I had a message, and then that message, as an expert and somebody who has experience, I didn't need a book, although I have to say that, you know, it's helpful to have a website and to have something where you can send the listener to. So I had a couple of websites. If I had to do it again, I'd have maybe a website for everything that I could talk about. So the Ida Medical Foundation now has a website, but didn't have one in the first few interviews. So I chose not to talk about those subjects where I couldn't lead lead the listener to more information. So that's something that I think we all should think about, is to have something, because the radio host normally will say, well, where can we send our listeners to learn more about what you're doing? It's important, if you don't have a book ready, you have something on the Internet.
I was going to say, it's a vehicle for people, a community-building vehicle, right? I mean, if people want to learn more about you, again, we were talking about you hearing from us over time. You were part of our community, and you signed up with us. So it is important to have a place for people to go to. And I know if you don't have a book, you definitely want to have an expert showcase website, and we can help you develop all of those kinds of things so that you do have that that place for people to come to learn more about you, for your hosts on the radio campaign, as well, as you mentioned, to send people to. And I know that you mentioned to Annie when you spoke to her about your experience with the radio campaign, was that you received a lot of value, and that you felt like we even possibly undersold what we delivered to you.
Well, there's no question. In fact, you know, the genesis of this interview today is my own calling Annie Jennings, or emailing her first, and then she called me back mentioning the tremendous value and the unexpected additional value that I got. So Annie Jennings didn't call me and say, what do you think, and do you want to do a little teleseminar here, a radio seminar. I basically initiated the contact just to thank her for what I received. And in general, my expectations after learning about the radio campaign, which was promoted as a campaign that would put me in top 35 markets and a certain number of interviews, well, I probably did twice the number of interviews, because it seemed like every other week I got a message from you, Stacy, or someone else that here's a smaller market that won't count towards your 15 or whatever the number was. I think it was 15 guaranteed radio interviews. But here's a smaller market that's not in the top 35. It's free with our compliments here. And so that happened very often. The other way I tended to get more value out of this is that by being a good radio guest, very commonly the host would say, well, can I speak to you offline afterwards? I have a personal question, or I want to talk to you about coming back on the show about a different topic or a related topic, maybe in a month or two. So I probably did about almost 30 interviews. So that's a tremendous amount of value, for what I expected from Annie Jennings.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head, Dr. Ehrlich. When you are an excellent guest, you're able to engage not only the listeners, but also the hosts and the producers, and obviously us. You know, we're out there working for you. I know that we sent you lots of stories saying, like, for instance, when we were wrapping up your campaign for you, the last story that kind of was hitting the national news and the headlines was there was a huge Time cover story on the cover of Time magazine talking about how not to get sick. And what that did was it played right in to your message. And so here we have Jason, who is also our media trainer, and you spoke with him as well, able to scour the headlines for you, look for the news hooks, because as you know, and as you've been through this process and become a fantastic media guest, that everyone wants to talk about what everybody's talking about, right? What's happening in the news and what you can learn, and you being very socially relevant and open to the process of discussing these things, we were able to land you even some of the major national media as well, which in addition to the complimentary smaller market interviews and of course the guaranteed top 35 market stations, we book in the national shows as well, where you can also cover the secondary type markets as well as the major markets even more so. Like, for instance, Montel Across America, right? Being on the
Montel Williams show is very enjoyable, and that's a very widely listened to show on Air America. And that was about, that one was about the Obama campaign and how prevention might play out in the overall plan. So that's very timely. Jason and the group at Annie Jennings found that for me. And here's another hint or a clue of how you can leverage. I mean, a big part of this is proper positioning. But ultimately, you want to leverage these interviews to advance your career and advance the message. So an example is that many of these radio stations archive these interviews. Many of them ask for the website and for a while put your own website on their radio station. Well, I just had an interview, for example, a week ago with a full hour interview with Wisconsin Public Radio. So what's my plans for that? Well, it's archived. I then send that to Colorado Public Radio or some other radio station, and you prove that you're a good guest, you prove that your message is relevant, and they can then say, well, this is somebody we want on our show with a similar message or a different message. So that's an example of where you want to get your feet wet, and by doing so many interviews, I felt I was getting better at it, and I got a wide experience with different host styles. They were all positive, but they had different ways of approaching things. So it's a very good, in addition to the media training that you get from Jason, it's very good to be in markets large and small to practice and to be able to, on your feet, answer these questions. And that happens naturally because you should be knowledgeable about the areas that you're talking about and anticipate what the questions would be like. And in all cases, the group at Annie Jennings helped prepare me. They said, this is what they want to talk about this time, or this is their general focus. So there was no real surprises. And of course, what we should talk about is really just the level of professionalism that you should expect from a PR firm that's going to get you where you want to go. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, every single time I got very early appointments where they'd say, in 2 weeks, this is what we plan, here's the phone number, you know, tell us where you're going to be, and then reminders I've gotten from your group. So there was never a situation where I was prepared to talk or someone else was prepared to talk and you know, it didn't happen. It was very, very well organized.
Well, I appreciate that. As you know, as radio director for Annie Jennings PR, I take a lot of pride in that, and I know so does Jason and so does Mariana and so does the entire team of publicists that we have working for you, you know, when you do sign up for a radio campaign. For me, I've been with Annie Jennings for 10 years now, which is hard to believe, but, you know, I've really helped and really seen our radio campaigns evolve over time. And so just like you're able to anticipate something that's going on in your industry, for instance, you know what's happening before it happens in one of your patients, right? Or you know how to detect something before there's even anything to detect. You know, we're able to kind of you know, avoid those obstacles and pitfalls, and we want the experience to be as seamless as possible. So I appreciate you saying that we're very professional, and we try to limit any sort of errors. Obviously, with radio, as unpredictable as it might be, there are times when you can find the host will take you off on a tangent or go ask you a question out of left field, or maybe you're getting bumped because of local news. So you do have to be a little bit fluid as well, a little bit flexible in your scheduling and also in what you can expect from some radio hosts. But I do feel like, and as you mentioned, Dr. Ehrlich, that radio is a very good training ground for other media. So it's very good for honing your message and developing a skill set of interacting with hosts and with the media. Now, do you feel like after doing, you know, your media training with Jason and then having this, you know, expansive radio campaign that was completely over-delivered, that you've feel prepared for things, maybe, I know you've done some TV in the past, but even more so, prepared for television or maybe bigger national shows and those sorts of opportunities if they present themselves?
Yes, and I think this is all part of your ladder strategy that you describe repeatedly.
Is.
You know, this you build confidence, you start to discover what are the interest points, what are the areas in which an audience would typically want to know about, and then you're able to leverage that into other areas, other platforms. You're building, ultimately you're building a platform, and this is a fundamental thing in all media campaigns and all promotion, is that you want to build a platform, whether you're an author or whether you're somebody who has a message like me or trying to help out our nonprofit foundation. You want to build credibility, a level of experience. For example, sometimes Annie Jennings has alerted me to opportunities that were not necessarily part of the contract, but it gave me the opportunity to decide whether this is something I want to be involved with. So I did an interview with Women's Day magazine on stress and heart disease and some areas like that and the consequences of stress. That was something that I thought was interesting that could help build a platform, because that's something that now I can have a PDF file of it on my website, that kind of thing. Today I met with a very prominent anchor that everybody here would recognize. They see him every day on CNN in the afternoon. He has a show called The Situation Room. So I think, and now I met him somewhat separate from the campaign, but it was pretty obvious in the hour I spent with him that I will ultimately be on CNN to discuss this message. And my confidence is there because of the number of separate little training sessions by being on radio. So I think that's what you want to do, is you want to start in a comfort zone, and then eventually, with training and experience, move up the ladder to new areas that will get your message out further. And you want to be prepared, and part of preparation is to have that website, is to do some of the things that Annie Jennings has done all along, which is maybe have a newsletter, online type of newsletter, and be prepared to collect names and follow up on all the interest in your message. So there are things, obviously I'm not an expert at, but Annie Jennings is. And just look at the example of what you're getting sent by email from them periodically as a good example of how to use testimonials, how to you know, advance your message and promote yourself. And they're all about promotion in a very positive way, and that's what we are all trying to do, is promote our message.
Right, and I think that with radio, as you've been saying throughout this entire teleseminar, you are allowing yourself to get your message out from coast to coast in America, just from your office or from your home or from wherever. Do you feel like radio, for someone that's starting out, even for other people that need to hone their message or have a specific message that they want to get out quickly, how do you feel about radio as an investment in yourself and as maybe one of the most economical ways to reach the entire country from your home or from your office?
Well, I think radio is easier generally. You don't have the concerns that we all have as far as, you know, how do I look today and
right.
Is my nose shiny and all those kind of things. It also is easy to leverage because it's much more likely that the radio show will archive your particular interview, in my experience, than television. Television, they tend to archive certain significant news events, but when it comes to something, you know, like creating a video file, they often don't do that. So it's easier to start, in my opinion, with radio, and get a lot of mileage out of radio and get a lot of experience. And then if there's a television experience that arises from that, that's great. But I think the reach and the reward generally from radio is potentially better than a television campaign, which generally will cost a little bit more and you can't use as effectively to with your ladder strategy. So I like to start in the lower rungs, so to speak, of the ladder with radio, and then be prepared for the occasional television interview that could arise from it.
Right, and then you are so on point when we're talking about the ladder strategy, because you do want to begin with the radio, and it does prepare you. And then television is more about it's more about let's say the name dropping appeal. You know, it's more about being able to say that you've appeared on CNN or Anderson Cooper or the Today Show, or you know, with Dr. Sanjay Gupta or whomever, whichever you know, name dropping host you appear on. You will always have that, and no one can ever take that away from you, just like it is with the radio campaign. So the television is a nice, it's a nice confidence builder. It just continues to build your confidence, number one, obviously, the power in your platform, in your media bio, and it really does help you maybe attain and put you one step ahead of maybe somebody else, you know, another colleague or somebody or someone else that's you know, in your industry. You are able to consider yourself as a thought leader in your industry. And I know you had some great, you obviously have great credentials and you're able to walk in, but really anyone, if you have a message and you are passionate about it, as Dr. Ehrlich said, you can get out there via the radio campaign, which is really why we're here. We want the masses, you know, the American public, to have the information that you have, that you know can help them be a better person, live a better life, be healthier, more vibrant, lots of energy, and just go out and be able to achieve their dreams. And that's your dream, and that's our dream, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
That's what we're here to do, yeah.
That's right. And also, most of us have a message that can be adequately satisfied in an audio environment. In other words, the visual aspects of what we're promoting are not always apparent. So yes, you might have a book and it's nice to show the book on television, but realistically, if you can get people interested enough to go to your website, there's going to be a copy of the book right on your website if you have a book. Or if you have
right.
a website about something else, your expertise, there can be a visual of you on the website. So the visual is somewhat overrated for most of the types of messages we're trying to get out there. And again, I would look at television as a bonus rather than a fundamental part of the beginning of any media PR campaign. So you get your confidence, you get your style, your talking points together really on radio. I think it's just a less threatening environment, so to speak, for an expert. And welcome, you know, there's no media market too small to train on. So I liked very often, you know, these extra freebies, radio interviews. I knew that the audience would not be huge in a small place in Wisconsin, let's say, but it helped me gain a little confidence for the next interview, and so I would never discount the value of using the smaller markets, knowing that in a particular campaign that I had, I got at least the number of larger market interviews that was guaranteed by the program.
Well, we love the fact that you were able to convey your message to the smaller stations as well. I mean, it's really important that everyone hears your message. And yes, we do reach those smaller markets via the national shows that also are in our top market campaign. But, you know, when people email me and say, hey, Stacy, do you have someone to comment on this? Or I'd like to talk to Dr. Ehrlich about that. I always want, you never know who's listening, and I always want everyone to have your message because it's important. It's what you're passionate about. I mean, you're here to help people, again, change their lives. So, Dr. Ehrlich, kind of like in going into wrap-up mode now, in terms of if you want to just give maybe a list of the benefits that you received, kind of a quick list. We talked a lot about it throughout this teleseminar, and of course you can hear the entire recording at www.anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. But if you want to just kind of give a quick rundown of the benefits you felt like you received and the value to you now that you've wrapped up the radio campaign with Annie Jennings.
Well, the first benefit I would say is having a partner, a professional partner in this process of leveraging your interests and expertise and getting you to the next level. And the professionalism includes a very organized approach. Annie Jennings understands the message, so you spend a little time in telling them, these are the points, these are the messages that I'd like to get out. They then go out there and scour the globe, in a sense, at least the
right.
broadcasting globe, to say, you know, is this current? They keep up with what's going on relevant to your message and find opportunities that you would not otherwise have found, and then develop the relationships that are all done in the background. So none of the work you have to do. You just wait for the email that says, okay, we found this group. And very often they'll ask you whether it's suitable. I mean, you don't have to say yes to everything. If, let's say, the topic is a little bit askew to your key message, it may or may not be what you want. Well, then we'd pass on that. So I would say it's first attracting the right hosts, radio hosts, and the right stations that have something to offer that's going to be similar to your message, and doing it organized way, and then being professional about it as far as not leaving anything to chance. They send me a schedule, and they keep on revising the schedule, and here's the exact date of your appointment, here's the phone number that they're going to call you at, and here's the time. So it's all very well organized. And then all you have to do is understand your message, position yourself correctly, be positive, and know a little bit about how to be an interesting person on radio. And that's about it. And I think... So I think it's great to have a partner in this process that's been through this for years, that understands that market, and you don't have to worry about the hit or miss of, am I going to get lucky and maybe somebody will find me? No, you've already given the information to Annie Jennings, and then they find the right audience for you, and it's all very well organized.
Well, I, again, as radio director for Annie Jennings PR, I really appreciate you coming on and telling us about your experience, the value you received, and you never know, with your new developments, maybe we'll do some more.
That's right. So
possibly.
I encourage people to get their feet wet and be prepared for success.
Oh, well, wonderful. Again, I really appreciate it, Dr. Ehrlich. And why not tell everyone who is listening and who may be listening to the replay where they can learn more about your foundation, maybe, again, just a brief nutshell of what your message is and what you're trying to do.
Well, they can learn about the Ida Medical Foundation. And, for example, you all know people who have passed away and might want to even have a program named after them. So we were trying to convert the losses of people to heart disease and cancer to a continuing tribute, and hundreds of opportunities for other people to get tested. So if anybody in the audience happens to know a family who wants to honor a loved one, this would be a way of getting involved. And so that's at the Ida. Ida was also the name of my mother, who, like many of us, develops cancer late and then has a poor prognosis. But Ida stands for Identified Disease in Advance, and the website is idamedical.org, which is in a rudimentary condition. We're going to improve that over the next few weeks. But idamedical.org is the website. I also talk about radiation protection, and so BioShield is the name of the pill, and it's BioShieldPill.com. And I sometimes talk about heart imaging and the different procedures, and so another website is HeartCheck.com or ColoradoHeart.com. These are websites that talk about the advances in the early detection of disease. And then finally, on behalf of a company that I now consult for, but I was their chief medical officer, Athrotech, that makes the most advanced cholesterol test, if you go to the VAP test, thevaptest.com, you can learn more about how to prevent your first heart attack by getting a very advanced cholesterol test that's normally covered by insurance. So those are a lot of websites. And I didn't generally talk about all of those issues with every interview, but over the course of the 25 to 30 interviews that I had, I generally mentioned all of these things.
Well, and that's in as well you should. You know, you have your hand in a lot of different areas of awareness, and so many people, I'm sure, are benefiting from your message and all of the things that you are championing. So, again, Dr. Ehrlich, I really appreciate it, and everyone else, I appreciate you joining us today. Once more, you can hear this audio recording with our compliments at AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm, and keep an eye on your inbox for the next great teleseminar that I'm sure will be coming up shortly. So thanks again. I really appreciate Dr. Ehrlich, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.